Last year, the government launched the free school program, but the government just paid $120 per month for all teachers. What is not enough money? Because before, some teacher in some schools were paid $500 a month. So teacher cannot understand why they have to teach and receive few money, and the government say we are paying and parents will not pay again. That's the problem. So the teachers ask more money from government and the insurance to get a good life, because everything is expensive in DRC. They pay for everything. They pay for health. They pay for electricity, and they just receive $120. They decide to do not open school till the government will give them the same amount they got when parents was paying.
Now, obviously, though, parents like the idea of a free education for their children. Are there parents who are saying, well, no, we'll go ahead and pay the teachers, or are they pushing the government also to pay the teachers better?
The problem is first the situation of the country. A lot of parents are jobless. So for them, the decision of the government is the best decision possible. They cannot pay again. But some parents who have some money, parents who have jobs or business or workers, decide to leave their children from the official, the government schools to the private schools and pay for a good education. Because that influences also the education of children in school. A teacher who was being paying, who was being paid $500, and someone who is paid $120 will not teach in the same situation. Teachers said they will continue to boycott till the government will respond to their revendication. We don't know when the government will respond.